Well, straight off the back of his busiest week of the year, Brisbane Lions recruiting manager Stephen Kinnoll joins me on the line right now. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
No problems. Thank you.
Now, a highly rated key forward, three actually very good academy prospects, a midfielder you probably thought you were no chance at, and a talented young tall with a lot of promise. Fair to say you're pretty happy after this week?
Definitely. A lot of work's gone into the last few years, really. I think, certainly our Victorian boys form the nucleus of the winning under-16 country team in 2013. Josh was outstanding as a kid in through that carnival, and we always, really, since that moment, we've watched him really closely and, you know, just ecstatic to get him to the club.
If you had have had pick one in this draft, do you think you would have taken Josh with that pick?
Oh, I think he was always a player that we had our eye on. He was, you know, we were desperate to fill that role, as I suppose has been widely spoken about. We always needed to cover the role of the key forward. So that was our first goal to cover up on that. And we were, you know, one or two, we were all... Josh was always a target for us.
There's been some speculation already that we might see an early contract extension just to quash any go-home rumours that have existed around early draftees at the club lately. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, I'm not sure how that'll sort of end. I think when Josh gets up, and Peter Swab's our list manager here, so I'm sure he'll liaise with Josh and his management. But look, all of our early discussions with Josh, and we've spent a lot of time with both him and his family about the transition, and he's really enthusiastic. He wants to come and play for the Lions. So, look, we don't see any sort of go-home factor with Josh at all.
I'm sure many fans will be over the moon to hear that. Now, onto the two academy kids that were picked up in the national draft, Eric Hipwood and Ben Keys. Were you a bit surprised at how late they were bid on?
Oh, yes and no. Look, it's difficult draft night. I think you're drafting genuine top-end talent at the top of the draft, and I think sometimes clubs, just knowing that we had our points and after trade period we were going to match their selections, I think some of the clubs just decided to take a selection, put it in the bank and make the boy that they drafted feel welcome and felt like it was their first choice at player. So I think that sort of assisted us, and plus the fact that there were some boys ahead that were highly rated from GWS and the Swans. Look, we thought Eric was about value. We thought maybe that's where he'd sort of fall, and Ben slipped a little bit, but I think it was due to the fact that when it got to that stage, clubs were under no illusions that we were going to match that bid. So, yeah, it all worked out well, and it just gave us enough points to be able to break into the sort of late 30s, which ended up terrific for us.
Do you see Eric Hipwood playing as a forward at the club or down back, or kind of swinging between the two?
Yeah, he's shown at this stage that he can be a real swingman. He's got so much versatility in his game. He's grown again, so at 202, yeah, it's going to be to see where he sort of settles. Look, in our structure, we'd certainly love to see him play forward. You know, it's an area that we tried to cover off on, but he's an all-Australian defender as well, and he's an enormous leap, can run all day, great size. So, you know, can he in time, when his body fills out, be able to run through the ruck for short periods as well? We'll probably see. I know for our NEFL side, he more or less did that. He played probably more time forward, but certainly at times he went back behind the ball. He reads it so well in the air that, you know, he plays that role that Harris Andrews played particularly well for us this year. He did that really well in junior footy this year as well.
The big shock of the draft was Reece Matheson, widely tipped to be a top 20 selection, and then ended up falling to you guys at 39. Was he even on your radar at the start of the night, or did he seem unattainable?
Well, as he walked into the draft, we probably didn't think he would be there at our selection, and we were probably thinking we would have a slightly later pick, and Ben Keys drifting a little bit just gave us a few more points that moved us up to that selection. Sometimes with those specific players, like Reece is a genuine inside midfielder. You know, you only have a few of those on your list, I suppose, so it just works out what players... you know, what type of player clubs are looking for with those selections. So it probably worked out quite well that there were a few clubs in that mix before us that weren't after that specific type, and there was a few more outside and around the square type players taken ahead of him that we probably didn't have as high on our radar because of needs, whereas, you know, we really wanted to cover off that forward area and to get some more players that can win the ball inside and provide a little bit of depth for that, you know, reasonably strong midfield that we've got. So, we thought he might have drifted a touch, but to get to 39, you know, we were very happy with that.
We've heard Justin Lepich say you rated him in the teens, so I can imagine then around the table at the draft night in the lead up to your pick, there was a bit of conversation, a bit of excitement going on that he was still on the board.
Yeah, we had a couple of players around his area that were still sitting there getting late, and by the time it got to our selection, he was sort of the only player that we had, you know, we sort of saw he might have gone late first round, early second round. So to still be there, you know, we had no hesitation in selecting Reece. He's another boy that we spent, you know, a lot of time with him and his family, and we'd covered off on the move to Brisbane, and he was really keen to make the move if it worked out that way on draft night. So we had no hesitation in taking him, and I'm sure he'll relocate well, and he'll be an important member of the footy club going forward.
You then decided not to match North Melbourne's bid for academy player Corey Wagner. How tough was that decision?
I was really tough. Like we sort of under and took extra time. It was probably, again, we just drafted a couple of midfielders and we just wanted to continue to push, you know, trying to get some boys that could hit the scoreboard for us. And there was a couple of players still on the draft board there that we thought could certainly add to our list and certainly add to our forward structure. In the end, we went with Sam Skinner, who can play forward and back and has shown he can run through the ruck as well. And he's sort of at 197. He's a big, strong frame boy, and they're really hard to find, the tall boys. He's a competitive boy. We just thought he'd add a bit of versatility to our list. And going forward, we're hoping he'll develop into a really important player for us. He's had an injury last year in the second national championship game. He hurt his knee. So unfortunately for Sam, he missed the second half of the year and won't be really ready to go until the middle of next year. So we'll show some patience with him. He won't play early and hopefully get through all his rehab, and he's ready to go in the middle of the year. So look, it was a really tough call. We would have like to support the academy, and we try to support our academy, but in that particular occasion we just thought there was a couple of players there that provided some real impetus as late selection. So in the end we sort of let him go off to the Kangaroos, who, you know, I'm sure he'll do really well with them.
There's a little bit of speculation that you maybe drafted Sam Skinner with an eye to developing him as a ruckman, considering that is a bit of a hole on the club's list. Is that true, or do you see him playing key position as well, or are you not too sure at the moment?
Oh, I think he's a key position player, but he is very competitive, and he's played ruck through his junior footy. He played ruck at 16 and 18 championships. He went through the ruck with the AFL Academy squad, so he's a little bit undersized, but certainly as a player that can rotate through and play periods in the ruck, that really appealed to us because, as you said, it's an area that we need to keep working on, and you know, be able to use him in periods through there really appealed to us.
You mentioned that both Josh Shackey and Reece Matheson were both very happy to make the move up north. Was Sam Skinner in the same boat?
Definitely, yes, definitely. We spoke to Sam and his family as well, and he was always keen to go wherever he got drafted. And he's a sensational young boy, and they're a terrific family, the Skinners, and they've got three younger brothers, so they're pretty busy anyway. So I think Sam, you know, he was happy very, very happy to travel up to Brisbane, and I know he's looking forward to making the move up on, well, the boys are moving up on Sunday lunchtime, so they're flying up Sunday, so he's excited about that and looking forward to starting the journey. It's always difficult when you have come off an injury and he's going to be in the rehab group, but I'm sure he'll work himself into it, and he's a genuine hard worker, Sammy, so he won't leave any stone unturned in getting his rehab right.
Have you had to spend a bit more time this year, or have you wanted to spend a bit more time this year making sure the prospects are happy to move? Has that been a more of a focus this year than it has in previous years?
Oh, to be totally honest, it's always an emphasis, and we try to cover it off as best we can. But for sure, we're not taking any selections that we have queries about that. You know, with each selection that we make, it's always a decision that we have to work through, and we speak to as many people as we possibly can, both football and non-football contacts of all the boys and their families, and try to make an educated decision about their off-field stuff, where we're pretty confident we know all their footy stuff, and we just try to fit all that in and spin it around, and hopefully all the boys that we've picked up this year that have shown, you know, have been enthusiastic to travel up north, and we think they'll fit into the club really well.
Now, you finished your drafting with Reuben William from the academy in the rookie draft. When you took Sam Skinner at pick 47 and bowed out of the national draft, were you a little worried you might miss out on Reuben and someone might snatch him late in the national draft?
Oh, definitely. We were sort of sitting, watching each pick, sort of nervously ticking them all off, because we were very close to taking Reuben with our final selection. He's had some injuries in the second half of the year, and we'd spoken to a few clubs, and there was thought that because of that, there might be clubs who may overlook him late, and it worked out that way. So we were ecstatic, and really with Sam became a bit of a bonus, because we were almost going to take Rubes with that last selection, because we think he'll be a really good player for the footy club. He offers some pace and run that we sort of need, and once he's fit and healthy and back up, I'm very confident he can play some of that footy he showed, not only for Queensland, but take some cracking games for our reserves in the NEAFL. And remember one day against the Sydney Swans, out of Cooperoo, he was outstanding, Rubes, and they're almost the benchmarks of NEAFL footy. So to be able to do that, you know, just showed that he should be able to make the step up.
Now, there has been a pretty enormous list turnover the past few years at the club, but it seems like you are finally getting closer to the list that maybe Justin Lepich wanted when he came in now. What are the holes you still see in the list that I guess you'll be spending a lot of the next 12 months trying to find options to fill?
Look, I think you alluded to it before in terms of the ruck. You know, we probably need to offer some support there, so that'll be an area that we keep working to assist the boys we've got playing in that role at the moment. You know, I suppose Reuben helps us with that rebounding defender, but that's still an area I'd like to cover. And obviously the midfield, given that, you know, it's a cornerstone to any good club, we think we're developing a really competitive midfield, and we'll try to keep adding to that. But I suppose in the end, you just want to keep adding good players, and that's the main ingredient, just getting talent on your list and hoping that they sort of gel together and we develop a really strong team going forward.
And look, just before I do let you go, the academy is now becoming a main feature of the draft night for Lions fans. Just having a bit of an early look ahead, who are some of the top 2016 academy prospects that you think could find their way on the list at this stage next year?
Well, we've got a few there. We've got a few boys in the mix. So Jacob Allison's an AIS graduate, or well, graduated from the level one to the level two group. So he'll continue to sort of keep developing through our seconds, I suppose. We've got other boys under that too, who continue to improve and play some pretty competitive sort of footy at the Queensland level. So yeah, look, it's tough for the academy boys. It's a big program. They've got to roll into Queensland footy, academy footy, Queensland football. They're starting the Allies team next year, which will compete in the Division One Championship. So it really will be a long year for those boys to keep working and making sure that they keep improving. But we think Jacob's, you know, really shows some attributes to be a player that potentially could be a reasonably high selection next year. Jack Rolls is another boy that was added late to the AFL Academy. He's another midfielder, so, you know, all being well, you know, he'll be around the mark again next year too, so we keep adding to that midfield depth. And a big boy called Declan Watson plays sort of behind the ball as a competitive sort of key position defender. So there's a couple of boys there that are coming through, and the age groups below Queensland are producing some good players as well. So yeah, we think there's some players worth watching in our academy in the next few years.
Well, I'm sure we all look forward to seeing them come through in the reserves team and get their way, hopefully, onto the Lions list. Your biggest week of the year is over, Stephen. You're looking forward to a bit of time off now?
I must admit I am. But look, we've got the AFL Academy week commences now. So we've got the level one and level twos in Melbourne, which we'll be covering. And then the main academy group go off to Sarasota as part of their AFL Academy trip. So that's in the middle of January. So we'll attend that. And it doesn't really shut down, but it's all good. And just getting to know the kids is really important. So you know, we attended all those trips with Sam and Reese and Josh, and just getting that bit of background information, getting to know the boys makes us a lot more comfortable in selecting them to move into space.
Well, well done on what was, I think most would say, an excellent draft for the club. It's been a few really good ones in a row now, and I hope you do get a bit of time off over the Christmas break to relax after a busy year.
Oh, terrific. Thanks very much.